Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sharks Snapshot, and this is your host Jaren Birmahal from INDTV USA. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, you can also check out the videos on Comcast or Roku, or just search for INDTV USA in social media. Well, today we have a lot in stock for you as the deadline is finally behind us. So what are some of the trades that the San Jose Sharks have made? Well, the number one trade that the Sharks made is Tomas Hertl is traded to Las Vegas Golden Knights for a first-round draft pick of 2025 and prospect center David Ekstrom, and 17% of salary of Tomas Hertl will be retained by the San Jose Sharks. Second is Kaapo Kakkonen, who went to New Jersey Devils for the goalie Vitek and Vanacek, and a seventh round pick of 2025. And the third is Anthony Duclair to Tampa Bay Lightning for defenseman Jack Thompson, and a third round pick of 2024. And Radim Simic to Detroit Red Wings for the forward Klim Kostinen. Kostinen is expected to be in the lineup, but Coach David Quinn couldn't clarify just yet what the lineup would be. Here's Coach talking about some of the trades and all things tonight. Also, are you happy all the dust has settled and now we can focus back on the game?
Yeah, it's going to be good to get back to playing and focusing on, you know, the task at hand and living in the moment.
And what do you think about Tomas's trade, especially to a contender here in the division?
Well, obviously, as we touched on yesterday, you know, when we got here 2 years ago, we knew the situation we were in, and that doesn't make it any easier. And, you know, I've been around trades an awful lot, but this one might hurt the most because of Thomas, of who he is, the player he is, where we're at. But as Mike touched on yesterday, you know, where we're at and where Tommy's at in his career and what he wanted, it made a lot of sense.
Well, the San Jose Sharks have now lost 9 consecutive games, and tonight they are taking on the Ottawa Senators, who are the last team in the Atlantic with just 54 points. But San Jose Sharks are also dead last in the Pacific Division with 37 points. The Ottawa Senators are on a 6-game losing streak, while the 9-game losing streak for the Sharks is the third longest in this season for the Sharks. And in the last 10 games, Sharks are 1-7-2, while the Ottawa Senators are 3-5-2. So both of these teams have been struggling throughout the season, to say the least. These two teams have met once prior, where the Sharks have lost 5-4, and tonight is the final and the second matchup between these two teams. So Shark has an opportunity to tie up the series with the W. In the last 5 games, Filip Zadina has been leading the team in goals with 2 goals, while Zetterlund has 4 assists and 6 points. It's going to be an exciting matchup, but with that, let's go to the tonight's lineup. On the top line is Mike Hoffman, and he's going to be paired up with Fabian Zetterlund and Mikael Granlund. On the second line is Filip Zadina with William Eklund and Lou Cunning. On the third line is Kevin LeBanc with Nico Sturm and Justin Bailey. On the fourth line is Thomas Bertolo with Ryan Carpenter and Giovanni Smith. In the defense are Mario Ferraro with Kyle Burrows, Henry Thrun with Jan Ruta, and Mark-Edward Vlasic with Kalen Edison. In the net tonight is Magnus Corona. Sharks have also acquired a goaltender, David Cooley, from the Sabres. He's going to be the backup goalie tonight. And congratulations to the Cooley family, who are local here. So it's going to be exciting for them to see their son in the Sharks jersey. With that, let's go to the fans and see what they think. So have you been to a Sharks game before?
No, this is my first time.
And what are you excited about so far?
I hope the Sharks get their winning streak going.
And have you watched it on TV at all or not?
Yes, I have.
And what do you think is going to be different versus watching it on TV and live?
Watching it live is more, you feel like you're at the game. You're participating totally. So.
And Saba, you've seen game already, right?
I did with you.
And what did you find different about, had you watched it on TV before?
Never watched it, and I'm a fan now. And I can't wait for the game to start. So
And you think Shara's going to win today?
I think so.
Yeah. And do you think, what do you think score might be?
You got to help me there with that.
No, that's what makes it fun. Is any number you want.
3-1.
3-1. We go with 3-1.
So what do you think? Have you seen the game before or not?
I've seen the game before. Thanks to you, Mr. Mahal.
Oh, yes, that's true. It's been a while. So one time or more than one?
Just once. And I'm back again here. Yeah.
Well, today I think we're going to win. We have a good shot. So what do you agree with the score? Guess that?
I say it would be 4-1. Sharks 4.
I like that. Now, which reminds me, I want to tell you guys, if Sharks score 4 goals, your ticket gets you 4 free tacos at any Taco Bell. So great job. So a lot of fans like 4 because, you know, you get 4 tacos.
I think Sharks will definitely win because we are the lucky chance here.
I agree. They couldn't get better audience than that. You can be screaming at the
of course, of top of the voice.
So how about you? Have you seen game before, Krishna?
I haven't seen a game live. But I have seen it on TV a lot of times, particularly when we used to make it to the conference finals all the time. I they're not winning anymore. I've stopped watching.
So now that he said conference final, let me tell you, I watch all sports. There's nothing like playoff hockey. So if you guys ever get a chance during the playoff to come to a hockey game, I highly recommend it. It's totally different atmosphere. And it is such an amazing, energetic, fast-paced, high-skilled game. So it's really awesome. How about you?
So yeah, this is my first game. Super excited I am. I've played field hockey. So I think in my mind I'll be comparing, but I know it's totally different and super fast. So I practice my left, right looking as fast as I can. Let's see if it works.
Great. And you agree with the score or what's your guess?
Five, yeah, yeah. Sharks are going to win.
It's five.
Sure. No, I'm certain that Sharks are going to win today. Score, yeah, I'll go with 4, I think.
Yeah.
And you're Swati? Oh, Swati, so what do you think? Do you think we're going to win today?
This is not my first game. I've been here before and they lost. So I may not be the lucky charm. You guys want to kick me out? But let's go, Sharks!
Well, let's just say they'll dilute your impact on the game.
That's true. Yeah. At least for 4-1, I'm also rooting for Sharks scoring 4 and 4-0, 4-1.
And what do you liked when you saw your first sort of a hockey game live?
That was my first time, and the whole vibe, the whole energy. I think I love the fans. The Sharks fans are unique. I think it's really a good energy to watch a game live, and that was something that stayed with me.
Well, that's great. In every game, I think fans really, you know, who make it a lot of fun. So what do you think? What do you think we're going to win today?
Yes, absolutely. We all are here, so let's root for it.
Well, I love that. See, I can tell you guys don't follow Sharks closely. We lost 9 games in a row, but today, even I believe we have a shot.
Yeah, we have a shot. We have a shot, yes. So definitely.
All right. How about you? Have you been to game before?
No, this is my first time, and it's, you know, I see that 9 game loss, but this is the 10th one, and we are from Radio Zindagi, so we are putting some more Zindagi and more life in this game. So definitely Sharks gonna win today, and my lucky number is 3, so any multiple of 3 will be great. Definitely, we will make it happen.
And just to throw off another team, we changed the timing, you know, who starts a game at 4 o'clock, right? But today it is.
Yes.
So, what do you have to say, Sunny? What do you think about today?
Today is going to be a lucky day because today is March 9th and it's supposed to be lucky for Sharks. I just made it up.
That sounds great. And what do you think about the score, the numbers they're guessing? 3-1, 4-1, I like that. Even 5-1, I heard.
I mean, you said we get free tacos for 4, but if you want to know the score, listen to Sharks Hockey Hour on Radio Zindagi.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. So, Manohar, you've been to one game before. Are you excited about today?
Oh, yes, very excited because the last game, it was so thrilling and it was so fast that, I'm really excited to watch today's game.
And today you're going to get a little bit different angle on the game.
Yeah. Yep, I love this suite. Thank you so much, Mahal.
It's thanks to Sharks, you know?
Yeah, thank you, Sharks, and thank you, Radio Zindagi also.
Absolutely.
A lot of Radio Zindagi positive energy here. So I think it's going to be a 4-0 win today.
That sounds great. Now, with that, what about you? Is that your first game? Or
This is my second game, actually. And I would agree with the score of 4-1, definitely.
Okay.
This is my first game at the Sharks, but we're going to win today.
I love your jersey. I mean, you're already invested in it now.
Invested now, so I have
to. That's not a cheap jersey.
Keep coming back to make the money worth. We are winning today, 5-2.
Sounds great.
Go Sharks!
Go Radio Zindagi! GHR!
Well, that was a lot of fun, and I hope those guys are right about the score today, because the Sharks could really use a win. Well, speaking of win, they had a great start to the first period. Just 5 minutes into that first period, they drew a penalty, and on the power play, Fabian Zetterlund won the faceoff in the right circle, and the puck ended up with William Eklund on top of the left circle, and that started a tic-tac-toe play from there, where Eklund passed it to Mikael Granlund on the dot in the right circle, and he passed it to the slot to Fabian Zetterlund, who took a shot on goal, and his shot was deflected by Thomas Bordalo in the net and made it 1-0 Sharks. That's how the first period ended, and Sharks outshot the Senators 10-9.
Goal in his last two over the Stars and the Islanders. Granlund in the middle, and it is Zetterlund, and he scores! Granlund in the middle, and it is Zetterlund, and he scores! Granlund in the middle, and it is Zetterlund, and he scores!
Well, just over 9 minutes into the second period, Mario Ferraro took a 2-minute penalty for holding, and on the power play, Tim Stutzel just unleashed a wrister from the left circle that got through some screen in front of the net in the Sharks' net and tied the game at one.
Stutzel back. Now Sanderson is the Senators on the power play for the second time, and they score. Tim Stutzel with the wrist shot through traffic, and it's 1-1.
And just 5 minutes later, Sharks drew a penalty, and on the power play, William Eklund passed it to Mikael Granlund, who was right behind the net, and he passed it to Thomas Bordalo just to the right of the goal, and he one-timed a shot to the short side and made it 2-1 Sharks.
Eklund goes back to Granlund. There's the shot! Again, and it's 2-1. Eklund goes back to Granlund. There's the shot of the goal. It's Thomas Bordalo again, and it's 2-1.
Well, I want to make a correction on that last goal. I said Zetterlund passed the puck from behind the goal, but it was actually Mikael Granlund who passed the puck. Sharks were able to hold on to that, so the second period ended with the Sharks leading 2-1, but they were being outshot 19-17. Now, in the third period, while Sharks played a really solid in the third period, Senators came with a lot of attacks. They were outshot. The Sharks were outshot in the third period, 13-4, but nonetheless, they were able to hold on to that one goal lead, and that's how the game ended, with the Sharks winning 2-1. All three goals today from the Sharks plus one from the Senators came in a power play, so that was kind of interesting. There was no 5-on-5 goal today. Well, let's go to Thomas Bordalo, who had a pretty solid game today. He had two goals for the Sharks. He even had a goal in the other game. He's been playing some great hockey lately, especially he's been hanging around the net a lot more to get those opportunities.
Thomas, roster changes galore on the team. You guys get a positive win today, and pretty much all on you, both of your goals.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we played such a good overall game. I think, you know, every time we're in the O zone, we were creating more plays than we usually do. We, you know, we're keeping the puck. We were using each other and, you know, supporting each other. So I thought it led to a lot of offense, led to them taking penalties, and obviously our power play, you know, we're moving the puck pretty well. So it was fun. It was a fun game to be part of.
Did you know that first one went off, you went in? Did Fabian really think that you got that with his celebration?
I felt it. I wasn't going to go tell him right away that I scored. But, it was fun. It was obviously lucky again, like my first goal 2 days ago. So, yeah, it was a funny bounce.
How positive is it to come up right away and just see the results right away, getting on, you know, goals in back-to-back games, first multi-goal game, just right away since returning to the NHL?
Yeah, it feels good. Obviously, the goals help you keep track a little bit. But, you know, I've just, again, I'm just focusing on my overall game and, you know, just trying to get better and trying to be more dominant on the ice. You know, I don't really go into a game saying I got to score. I just want to be, you know, the best I can be and be as dominant as I can be. So, yeah.
How about your second goal? No luck there. He did a really good job finding the soft spot there.
Yeah, it was a great pass by Granny. You know, I saw him trying to look for an option and try to get open for him and just try to be ready to shoot it.
Speaking of lucky goals, I mean, you had to be in front of the net and find your spot and sort of find your position there to get that luck, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the puck is going to end up going towards the net for a goal. So, yeah, it's never bad to be there. And, you know, I'll take those any day.
It was an emotional day for everyone here yesterday. How big was this win just for the psyche of the group, I guess?
Yeah, it's big. It just, you know, kind of shows us what we can do. And obviously it was an emotional day yesterday for everyone. And, you know, I think now the nerves are a little gone. And, you know, now we kind of know what our team's going to look like for the rest of the season. So we're just trying to concentrate on that.
You mentioned Mikhail. I mean, he's playing 8 on the game today. What can you learn from a guy like that?
So much. I mean, everything, basically. You know, he's been through it all. He's done it. He's, you know, he's a huge part of this team. He's a big part, you know, in the NHL. He's a big player. And, you know, I think everything I can learn from him, I'll try to as much as I can, yeah.
You've been here for parts of three seasons. What did Tomas Hertl mean to you?
I mean, you know, he's kind of the one of the faces of this team for so long, and, you know, he's such a big presence. He's obviously a tremendous player out there, and, you know, seeing him play is pretty spectacular. But, you know, in the locker room too, he's carrying himself with you know, a lot of humbleness. He's a great guy, always smiling, always happy to be here, and yeah, we're gonna miss him for sure.
Mikael Granlund is a veteran guy on the team, and he also has been playing so well. Even today, he had 2 assists. Here's Mikael talking about what felt different today, especially being able to hold on to 1-goal lead in the third period, which has been a problem for the Sharks lately.
Mikael, first of all, congrats on 800. What does it mean to you to just, you know, 800 games? That's a lot in the NHL. What does that mean to you looking back at your whole career to now?
Honestly, I'm really proud of that. It's the toughest league in the world. Being able to play that many games, and honestly, right now the way I'm feeling, my body and my game is feeling like, I'm really proud. I'm at this point already, and I feels like there's a lot of good hockey ahead of me too. So, you know, I'm proud of that.
Obviously, a big loss in the locker room yesterday, and you've only been here 1 season, but you've quickly ascended to becoming a leader, and you've got an A on your jersey. How much did this win mean to the team?
I mean, there's a lot of ways it means a lot. Obviously, we haven't won in a while, and I think the way we played in the third period tonight, you know, obviously we remember what happened against Dallas. That was really mature. Third period, and, you know, we're learning, you know, if you want to be a winning team, that's the way you need to play in the third period in a leading position. So there's a lot of steps ahead of us, but, you know, I'm happy for everybody we got to win.
Can you take us through those last few seconds there? You know, how Ottawa's pressing, you come up with a couple of big blocks. What'd you see in that whole sequence there, I guess?
Honestly, I'm just happy we're leading, you know, being in those situations rather than trying to tie the game. You know, that's, you know, honestly, this season we haven't had too many of those situations when we'd be leading and table a goalie. So, you know, that's hockey. You know, you need to block shots and do all that stuff. So, you know, I'm happy to be in those situations. You know, it's good to. That usually means you're winning or leading games when you get in those positions.
With Claire gone and Thomas gone, I mean, how important is it for you and some of the other veterans in the room here to sort of set a good example for, you know, some of the young guys who are going to be coming up here, I guess?
It's always big. You want to talk about culture, what do you want to do here, how you want to, what kind of organization you want this to be. I mean, there's obviously Cooch being out, and obviously a few guys that we lost. you know, it's not easy, but you know, you just try to do your best out there. Obviously, there's a lot of good young kids coming up, and next season even more. So you know, you just try to help them whatever you can. But the biggest thing is you need to be example the way you work, way you behave yourself. And I've been lucky to be in a teams that have great leaders. So hopefully, I've learned something.
You mentioned sort of giving up lead in the third period in the past few games. What was different today? Because Senators came pretty hard. They had a lot of shots on goal. What felt different today where you were able to hold on that one goal lead?
I think we played really mature. Having short shifts, just playing simple. You don't need to do anything too special. Obviously, it's always tough to win, but it felt like we didn't, you know, shot ourselves in the leg, you know. You know, those are steps you, as a young team, you got to make, but, you know, it's always good to win a hockey game.
Thomas Bortolo has three power play goals in two games. What have you seen out of Bortolo on the power play?
I mean, obviously, his first two goals, he's right there. It just hits him and goes in. You know, like, that's where you score some goals. So I think he's played really good. Obviously, he's been spending some time with Barracuda, but, you know, like, he's... I feel like he's maturing here, and obviously we know his skill set, the way he can play. So I'm happy for him, and you know, it's all about just keep going and having fun, and you're playing hard. You know, I'm sure he's going to be a good hockey player in this league.
And what a performance by Magnus Corona today, making those 13 saves in that last period to really keep the Sharks on a one-goal lead. He earns his first win in the NHL.
First of all, congratulations on the first career win. Some troubles, right? You had the one game in Dallas, you came close, but what does it mean just to get the first one out of the way now?
Yeah, obviously it's great. Just joy. Obviously something I've dreamt of my entire life. And like you said, it was close in Dallas and kind of came into the same situation this time with a 2-1 lead and coming into the third. So, and I think the guys played great in front of me in the third, blocking pretty much everything. So it was an unbelievable team effort tonight.
One thing I took away from your post game against Dallas was that you just enjoyed the game despite the shootout loss, and just looked like, how much more did you enjoy tonight's game finishing with a win than Dallas?
A lot more. I had a lot of fun in Dallas. Like, obviously, a lot of action. Tonight, maybe a little less action, but a win, and I'll take that all day, every day. So first one, and yeah, I'm just happy. So
there was that cross crease save in the second period. It looked like you tracked it really well. Were you just locked in tonight? You just felt like you nothing got around you, no rebounds. You were able to swallow things up.
Yeah, I think a similar one happened against the Islanders, and they scored. Me and Spiercy talked about it after the game, and then kind of adjusted it, and I kind of worked this time around. So yeah, it was great. It felt really good.
Magnus, can you talk about the roller coaster season you've had so far? You started with the Barracuda, and then there was times where they were getting other guys a chance to put in that, and then you started taking over as the number one goalie. Now you're here. He's number one goalie for the Sharks. So just talk about how that's been this last like 2 months for you.
Yeah, like you said, it's been a really roller coaster. Very up and down, mentally challenged. But as a pro athlete, you know, that's kind of the way of the road. Just got to be able to handle it and work from there. So it's been a good roller coaster, and I hope the next 19 games is gonna be a good deal.
So up 2-1 after the second period. What was said during the second intermission, and how did you guys execute that during the third period?
Yeah, I think just to play the game we played so far. I think the first period was really good from our part, second period as well. And just play like that, and we kind of knew we would win, or we would have a good chance to win. And I think we executed that well. And I think we played to one another very well, especially the guy next to each other. We all played for each other.
Okay. You think this opportunity now, Kapo's obviously just got traded. It looks like you're going to be around for the Sharks for a while here, at least. I mean, what do you think of this opportunity that you have right now?
Yeah, obviously, like you mentioned, I think it's a great opportunity. Kapo was a great, I think, mentor, and same as Blackwood for me. So I learned a lot from him, and like you said, it's a great opportunity, and hope to make the most out of it and enjoy every single day that I'm here.
You and Cooley are teammates again. What do you think? He's coming back.
It's a little throwbacks. We were goalie partners my first year in school. So when I saw him before the game, it was a lot of memories coming back, and it was fun, especially that he had got to be here for my first win too, because he was there for my first college win too. So it's just a full circle, I guess.
I'm going back to the last game, the first couple periods were pretty tough. You guys were down a lot. But then going into the third period, David Quinn talked about leaving you out there because he kind of wanted to see or compete. And you had a pretty good third period there, the last game. Did that kind of help maybe as a springboard just to end that game on a high note coming into tonight?
Yeah, exactly. Quinn mentioned it. Cap also mentioned it coming into the third. It doesn't matter what happened. It's always what's going to happen and kind of what you can take from it. And to kind of finish off that game on a positive note. So that helped a lot. Obviously, they scored one goal, but it was kind of a bounce. But it was huge.
Well, with all the dust settled from the trade, the team has kind of settled in a bit, and they played really good game today. And this is sort of the teammates they're going to be hanging around with over the remainder of the season, which is 20 games remaining, well, 19 after this. Here's Coach talking about how they played, and especially being able to hold on to that lead in the third period.
All right, Coach, great win after a lot of turnover in the roster. So how do you feel about this win by this team after a lot of good names have been gone?
Yeah, just really proud of them and happy for them, really, because as we've touched on numerous times in the last 2 days, it's been a roller coaster emotionally for everybody and a lot more so than for some. And, you know, to kind of finally, you could see them all kind of relaxing and feeling good and, you know, just a good performance against a good team. I don't care what that team's record is. They're good. They got a lot of talent. They're well coached, and they're a challenge.
What can you say about Mikhail Granlund there and that shot block in the game?
Well, that's Granny. You know, he's been doing that his whole career. He's the ultimate team player, and you know, we're fortunate to have him. I've said it since the day we got him. I mean, this guy's got a lot of hockey left in him, and he's a very, very important part of this organization. I've got a ton of respect for him as a player and a person, and you know, our organization's in good hands when you got people like him leading it.
Two-part question. First one, why was Jan Rutta not in the lineup tonight?
Injured.
What can you
small body?
Expecting him to travel with the team?
Yes. Yeah.
And then last part, you know, Thomas Bortolo, obviously three power play goals last two games. How, you know, obviously you're not looking for that offense, but just he's getting rewarded for the hard work.
What do you mean I'm not looking for that offense?
Well, I mean, you know, looking for
know, I'm kidding.
How rewarding is it to see, like, to get that production? That helps his confidence right away.
I liked all the other things he did. Like, you know, Bordy played an honest game tonight. I really liked his game tonight. There was a mental effort and a physical effort. And listen, you're going to make mistakes, but you could just see him, I thought, in all three zones playing with the right intentions. And, you know, he's always going to have the ability to score. You know, when you're chasing it and thinking about offense, usually you struggle. And I thought he just went out there and played hockey today.
How much more comfortable or engaged does he look at wing this time around as opposed to last year?
He just looks more comfortable. And it's part of developing. And everybody anticipates and expects people just to show up and step in and be great players as a curve, learning curve, to be successful in the National Hockey League. And he's going through it. And, you know, I'm really happy for him and proud of him for tonight's effort.
Coach, you're probably not happy sort of with the way the third period was going, but at the end of the day, win is a win, and Magnus, what a performance there.
Yeah, he played well, and, you know, listen, you're going to get a pushback. I thought we did a pretty good job. You know, it was the turnovers that hurt us. You know, it'd be on our stick, and, you know, we'd turn it over, and, you know, but I thought we played with the right intentions. We weren't running around. And if there was an odd man rush, it was off of a turnover or somebody's just faster than somebody, and we worked our asses off to get back and get into position. And, you know, to me, all you need to watch was those last 30 seconds. You know, the shot blocking by Cunning and Granny and Burrows and Vlasic and Sturm and just nutting up. And, you know, that really says it all for me.
Well, a great overall performance by the Sharks today. The San Jose Sharks led in block shots 19-17, while the Senators led in shots 32-21 and face off 61%-39%. Both teams were tied in hits at 10 and in giveaways at 5 and in takeaways at 10. And now for the three stars of the game today. Well, the first star of tonight was from the San Jose Sharks. That's Magnus Corona, who made 31 saves, and he was .969 save percentage. The second star is Thomas Bortolo, who had 2 goals and 3 shots on goal. And the third star tonight is Mikael Granlund, who had 2 assists and he had 2 shots on goal. If you happen to be listening to our show on the Sharks Audio Network, I want to remind you, you can also check out the video on Comcast, Roku, or just search for INDTV USA in the social media. Now the San Jose Sharks go on a 5-game road trip, but we will see you again on March 21st when the San Jose Sharks take on the Tampa Bay Lightning right here at the SAP Center. And we'll also see Anthony Duclair in the Tampa Bay Lightning jersey. Thank you for watching. And for the fans on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.